Blog Talk Radio.
Shocking Attend Reports. Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers, moms, mother figures out there, because there are some awesome mother figures out there. If they have their own kids and are mother figures to others, or do not have their own kids but are looked upon as mother figures, we all have those women in our lives also. So happy Mother's Day to those women also, and to women like myself who might not have given childbirth but do not have any living kids. I wonder I wonder what kind of person my son would be today if he was not born prematurely and died soon after birth back in 88. You know, would I be a grandma? Would he be a good person? You know, how would he be treating me today? So, you know, I have that mother's instinct anyway. I was, what, like 19 at the time. My son, fathered by my first husband, who was my boyfriend at the time. But again, happy Mother's Day. And had a fabulous, my mother and I and my sister and my niece, we enjoyed, my mother, she was like, I want Kentucky today. So we enjoyed a nice Kentucky fried chicken meal today, and it was awful. So big shout out to Kentucky, KFC, it never fails. But again, happy Mother's Day to you and yours. I see the Clippers and Thunder are playing right now, so this has been an amazing playoff season, NFL draft. A lot of people have been talking about the draft experience. My brother showed up last night, and I was watching the Heat and the Nets awesome game, and my brother was like asking me, well, what did you think about Michael Sam? What did you think about Michael Sam? And I really, I'm happy to see a good football player be drafted. I was like, well, I have no thought. I said, I'm watching the game. I'm watching the Nets, and I'm watching the Heat, and I'm watching reporters ask Jason Collins, the first openly NBA player who's playing in a playoff with the Nets, what was his thoughts regarding Michael Sam's being drafted by the Rams? And I said, I just watched them ask LeBron James, how does he feel? And LeBron James said he's happy for all the players. So I'm pretty much with LeBron James. I'm happy for all of the players. You know, I have grown up being I'm a heterosexual woman. I've grown up in loving my LGBT friends. And I'm like, you know, why not? This kind of attitude, I'm happy and so happy, but why not? I feel that people shouldn't be discriminated against regardless of whatever. So I'm happy that an awesome player would be drafted, you know? Really, in my, you know, really, 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 really. So that's pretty awesome, I think. But my brother was like, what you think? Because, you know, my brother knows that I have a lot of friends and grew up in the LGBT community. And I told him my own experience was what I was seeing as I was watching that NBA playoff game. And I am. I mean, it's good that we're making history, that people are making history. But he's a good player. It would be bad if straight or gay, bi or whatever, if he was a good player and been a good player, deserved to be drafted and not drafted, you know, regardless of his sexual orientation, you know. So it's good that history has been made within the NFL, and that's great. And NFL is doing a lot of things, you know, recognize breast cancer awareness. And NFL should get more involved in, you know, with what we see a lot in sports, and especially when it comes to NFL players. And you guys know I love sports and I love NFL, and I'm, you know, I've grown up friends with a lot of athletes. But NFL, just like the NFL, does a lot with breast cancer awareness. NFL should get more involved, I feel, with domestic violence awareness also, since we're never surprised when we see an NFL player in the news regarding some type of abuse, you know. And also we need to get more involved when it comes to the topics of, you know, of stress and suicide within the NFL. So that is great that history has been made by the first openly gay player being drafted. It would have been sad if he was straight or not gay, gay or what, and just overlooked because he's a talented player. And so I'm happy that history was made, but it would have been sad if he would have been overlooked. We see that happen a lot also, right? Qualified players get overlooked in situations. So my thoughts are just what I shared with my brother. I had just seen two players, Jason Collins and LeBron James, both share their thoughts, and I'm very supportive of what they said and pretty much agree with that also, you know. So history, anything historic, I love, and I'm a history buff, and I love, but that's the first, and let's let people enjoy their professional and personal lives. People shouldn't have to carry on fronts. And same with interracial relationships, right? Same thing. I mean, you shouldn't have to, you know, carry on a front. and pretend you're into, like some athletes have to pretend they're all into females, if you're either gay or bi, they have to pretend they're into guys and men are not, and guys have to be all, you know, feel like they have to have girlfriends when they really want to be with a guy. That's with any and everybody. People should be happy to see people are in love or in a loving relationship. And if it's not affecting a person's professional life, then duh, so be it. And then vice versa, a person's professional life should not affect their personal home lifestyle, you know, really. So that's a lot that we can go on to say, but I think that's amazing that history has been made. Let's continue. Women, let's continue making history. You know, all of us, Hispanics, African Americans, you know, just all of us, let's just continue making this first everything. So let's just continue doing that. But I was kind of surprised my brother approached me asking me that. What did I think? But that's really amazing. I think it's a good thing. You know, people shouldn't feel ashamed or go throughout their careers living one way, and then when they retire, finally say, hey, all this time I've been living a lie. You know, so he's going into the NFL as an openly gay guy. Amazing that he embraced his boyfriend. I was watching the footage earlier this morning. He embraced his boyfriend as they got the call. And that's good. He didn't have to live a lie. He's standing there alone or with some chick that he really don't care for, but just for a front, he's able to be there with the person next to him that he loves and prayerfully loves them back. And they celebrate and embrace one another regarding that announcement. That's a good thing, to be able not to live a lie. Most of us know that that's not a good feeling, not to live in the truth, right? We experience it every day, all of us in some form or fashion. So I that's a good thing. And the Rams, you know, wow. It's a good team and, you know, cool. Because, you know, I expressed myself a long time ago. I'm like, hey, the Rams, cool team, but, my favorite team is the Saints and the Cowboys. They needed Michael Sands. Get Michael Sands, you know. So the Rams is the team that say, hey, we need him. We need that caliber of a player. We're not – his personal life, hey, huh? What does his personal life have to do with what he's doing on the field and with his work ethic, right? So, yeah, I'm very supportive in it. I'm very happy, of course. You know, I think it's amazing. I'm just going to leave it at that and continue wishing everyone a happy Mother's Day. But let's have fun and enjoy this afternoon's show. We're going to talk about the history of Mother's Day and talk a little bit more about sports. And also hot topics. I've seen a news story. One of my favorite couples, Kanye. I've seen where Kanye gave like Kim a wall of roses or flowers or something. I don't want to get my story all wrong, but for Mother's Day, I thought that was pretty neat, pretty amazing. But thank you. And for some reason, I'm just hooked on playing this Forgive My Soul. So I'm playing Okie Rikki again, and then we'll talk about the history of Mother's Day. And you can chat with me in the chat room, and also feel free to call in. If not, continue doing like a commentary type show. And tomorrow we'll be talking about the Small Business Expo in Dallas happening Thursday, May the 15th. And so I'm super excited about attending it because, you know, I love going to the Business Journal Business and Technology Expo, which has changed its name. And it didn't occur a couple months in April. And instead, it's rescheduled for September 19th. But on September 20th, it's going to be a big event in Dallas of promoting bad businesses. So I plan to attend that event, too. So I don't know. I might miss the one here in Mississippi. But I'm super excited to attend the Small Business Expo, which is on a tour on April 24th. It kicked off in Chicago, so it'll be hitting Dallas on the 15th. Then it's going to New York. Then other cities like San Francisco and Miami, I know, in like January and so on. So I'm excited to do some effective networking And attending the seminars and workshops. Big shout out to Marketecture, Tim Smith with Marketecture, also to Vista Print, and just a lot of people companies that I've already been effectively networking with and already have been doing business with anyhow. And so big shout out to everyone. I'm just super excited about this event. But again, I hope you're having a ball celebrating the special day.
What's that?
awesome, so awesome, Okie Riki. I love Okie Riki. Yes, I do. And so I'll be broadcasting Monday, be broadcasting Tuesday, and then Wednesday evening I'll be broadcasting from, of course, Big D.
Not easy at all. Dread Deals. Worldwide. How we bring it? How we do it? Like this, man. This, man. Say Chris, man. Always. Whenever we miss, man. Just awake, you better thank God for your goodness sake. Cause him make we rise, him make we fall. Man, them a dead, the baby, them a cry round the world. All round the world, say life is like what a little pearl. Say one by itself, it shines so bright. You put them all together, man, it's alright. That's why you better live, that's why you better give. You better stay strong and stay positive. You better be alert and put your work in, because time a go come wide. In a the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In a the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In a the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In a the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. The sun is always shining, and we're reclining. We start from nothing but now we're climbing. Onward, forward, we burn the herb. Third world, unheard, a one world. We riding, stay riding through the storm. Who up, say we, say, God me a believer, say me life so proper. And sometimes it hard, and man for your card. And me and you fight, boy, who gets scared? Why? In a the morning, in a the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In a the morning, in a the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. Yes, we're grooving, we're cruising, and yes, we're soaring. The young mind, man, stop polluting. The little kids love the section, they shooting. Everybody come and make we get, say ready, say good vibes, say me post in your head. Say all the money and all of the jewel, man. Now wake you up when you lay down to bed, man. Now wake you up when you lay down to bed, man. Wah, you better rise up.
My niece posted a throwback picture of my sister Beverly, her mother, my late sister, my mother, and she from way back in the day when she was a hip baby. And you know, my niece is a newlywed, expecting her first baby, and so I'm so excited because I'd be a great aunt a second time. And so I'm looking forward to that. And so I had been looking at this certain picture that I've been planning on posting today, too. And so I posted a throwback picture also of my mother My niece is Dietra. She lives in Dallas, Fort Worth also. Cause anyway, she and I, we just had so much fun with my late sister, which you guys hear me talk about a lot, who passed away back in January 88. She was diagnosed with breast cancer back in the early 80s when the family lived in, her husband and Dietra lived in Detroit. And after she was diagnosed with breast cancer, they moved to Dallas. And so my niece is expecting, and my sister would be so delighted. But my niece shared an awesome throwback picture, and that I had been planning, because I showed the picture to my mother the other night, and I had been planning on posting it today, a picture today, and so I posted my picture. My niece joked about, well, I went way back. I said, well, I just posted one too. I didn't go way back to you, but I posted an awesome picture also. So it's pretty cool. But I thank you guys for tuning in, and let's talk about the history of Mother's Day. Okay, and I'm just amazed that I'm wondering who's going all the way, because it can be anybody's game, can it? When it comes to who would be vying for the ultimate championship. So, history of Mother's Day. I think I'm going to start with Wikipedia first, and Wikipedia. I know. Wikipedia. Mother's Day is observed in many countries, and it is a secular. That we can't help but get religious and spiritual when it comes to our mamas, right? But it is a secular holiday, and the significance of Mother's Day is to honor mothers and motherhood. Many dates, most commonly the second Sunday of May, frequency annual, Children's Day, Siblings Day, Father's Day, Parents Day. Mother's Day is a celebration honoring mothers and motherhood, maternal bonds, and the influence of mothers in society. It is celebrated on various days in many parts of the world, most commonly in spring. April, May in the Northern Hemisphere, October in Argentina, but Northern Hemisphere spring, May in Australia. It complements similar celebrations honoring family members, such as Father's Day and Siblings Day. The celebration of Mother's Day began in the United States in the early 20th century. It is not related to the many celebrations of mothers and motherhood that have occurred throughout the world over thousands of years, such as the Greek cult of Cybele, the Roman festival of Hilaria, or the Christian Mother and Sunday celebration, originally a celebration of the Mother Church, not motherhood. Despite this, in some countries, Mother's Day has become synonymous with these older traditions. Found in U.S., Mother's Day, the modern American holiday of Mother's Day, was first celebrated in 1908 when Anna Jarvis held a memorial for her mother in Grattan, West Virginia. Her campaign to make Mother's Day a recognized holiday in the United States began in 1905, the year her beloved mother, Ann Reeves Jarvis, died. Anna's mission was to honor her own mother by continuing work as she had started and to set aside a day to honor mothers, the person who has done more for you than anyone in the world. Anna's mother, Ann Jarvis, was a peace activist who had cared for wounded soldiers on both sides of the Civil War and created Mother's Day work clubs to address public health issues. Due to the campaign efforts of Anna Jarvis, several states officially recognized Mother's Day, the first in 1910, then West Virginia, Jarvis home state. In 1914, Woodrow Wilson signed the proclamation creating Mother's Day, the second Sunday in May, as a national holiday to honor mothers. In a thank you note to Wilson, Jarvis wrote of a great home day of our country for sons and daughters to honor their mothers and fathers and homes in a way that would perpetrate family ties and give emphasis to true home life. In 1912, Anna Jarvis trademarked the phrase the second Sunday in May and Mother's Day and created the Mother's Day International Association. She specifically noted that mothers should be a singular possessive for each family to honor his mother, not a poor possessive, commemorating all mothers of the world. This is also the spelling used by U.S. President Woodrow Wilson in 1914 presidential proclamation by the U.S. Congress and relevant bills, and by various U.S. presidents in their proclamation concerning Mother's Day. However, Mother's Day, plural possessive, or Mother's Day, plural non-possessive, are also sometimes seen. Dates around the world. As the United States holiday was adopted by other countries and cultures, the date was changed to fit already existing celebrations honoring motherhood, such as Mothering Sunday in the United Kingdom or in Greece, the Orthodox celebration of the presentation of Jesus Christ to the temple. February of Julian calendar. Both the secular and religious Mother Day are present in Greece. Mothering Sunday is often referred to as Mother's Day, even though it is an unrelated celebration. In some countries, the date was changed to a date that was significant to the majority religion, such as Virgin Mary Day in Catholic countries. Other countries selected a date with historical significance. For example, Bolivia's Mother's Day is the date of a battle in which women participated. See the International History and Traditions Selection for the complete list. Ex-communist countries usually celebrate the Socialist International Women's Day instead of the more capitalist Mother's Day. Some ex-communist countries, such as Russia, still follow this custom or simply celebrate both holidays, which is the custom in Ukraine. Christian has recently introduced Mother's Day, but International Women's Day remains a more widely popular holiday. So there's like different dates of when Mother's Day are recognized. Because I know Mother's Day in the UK was about like a month ago. And so there's the different dates. I don't want to run out of time going through all the dates. But in most countries, Mother's Day is a recent observance derived from the holiday as it has evolved in the United States. As adopted by other countries and cultures, the holiday has different meanings. It's associated with different events, religious, historical, and legendary, and is celebrated on different dates. In some cases, countries already had existing celebrations honoring motherhood, and the celebrations then adopted several external characteristics from the U.S. holidays, such as giving carnations and other presents to one's mother. The extent of the celebrations varies greatly. In some countries, it is potentially offensive to one's mother not to mark Mother's Day. In others, it is little-known festival celebrated mainly by immigrants or covered by the media as a taste of foreign culture. In the Roman Catholic Church, the holiday is strongly associated with Reverend the Virgin Mary. In some Catholic homes, families have a special shrine devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In many Eastern Catholic and Eastern Orthodox churches, a special prayer service is held in honor of the Theotokos Virgin Mary. In Hindu tradition, Mother's Day is called Mata Tirtha Banshi, or Mother Pilgrimage Fourth Night. It is celebrated in countries with a Hindu population, especially in Nepal. The holiday is observed on the new moon day in the month of Baishakhi, April, May. This celebration is based on Hindu religion and it predates the creation of the U.S.-inspired celebration by at least a few centuries. By country, the Arab world, Mother's Day in most Arab countries is celebrated on 21st of March, the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. It was introduced in Egypt by journalist Mustafa Yamin in his book Smiling America, 1943. The idea was overlooked at the time. Later, Amin heard the story of a widowed mother who devoted her whole life to raising her son until he became a doctor. The son then married and left without showing any gratitude to his mother. Hearing this, Amin became motivated to promote Mother's Day. The idea was first ridiculed by President Gamal Abdel Nasser, but he eventually accepted it, and Mother's Day was first celebrated on March the 21st, 1956. The practice has since been copied by other Arab countries. When Mustafa Amin was arrested and imprisoned, there were attempts to change the name of the holiday from Mother's Day to Family Day, as the government wished to prevent occasion from reminding people of its founder. These attempts were unsuccessful, and celebrations continue to be held on that day. Classic songs celebrating mothers remain famous to this day. In Afghanistan, Mother's Day was celebrated on the 12th of 2010 on the 2nd, 3rd, and June. Argentina. In Argentina, Mother's Day is celebrated on the third Sunday of October, The holiday was originally celebrated on October 11th. The old liturgical date for the celebration of Maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but after the Second Vatican Council, which moved the Virgin Mary festivity to the 1st of January, the Mother's Day started to be celebrated the third Sunday of October because of popular tradition. Argentina is the only country in the world that celebrates Mother's Day in this date. In October 2010, Google made a Google Doodle exclusively to celebrate the Argentinian Mother's Day and published it only in Google.com. Then in Armenia, Mother's Day is celebrated on the 7th of April, Maternity and Beauty Day. Now, that's what the Kardashians are, right? They're of Armenian Greek, right? And just making sure that I'm still on, not off. Last night, somehow my voice was disconnected. Australia, Mother's Day is celebrated on the second Sunday in May. The tradition of giving gifts to mothers on Mother's Day in Australia was started by Mrs. Janet Hayden, a resident of Lockhart, Sydney, in 1924. She began the tradition during a visit to a patient at the Newington State Home for Women, where she met many lonely and forgotten mothers to cheer them up. She ran the support from local school children and businesses to donate and bring gifts to the women. Every year thereafter, Mrs. Hayden raised increasing support for the project from local businesses and even the local mayor. The day has since become commercialized. Traditionally, the chrysanthemum is given to mothers for Mother's Day, as the flower is naturally in season during May, autumn in Australia, and in mom, a common affectionate shortening of mother in Australia. Men will often wear a chrysanthemum on their lapels in honor of mothers. And then in Bangladesh, Mother's Day is celebrated on the second Sunday of the month of May. In observance of the day, discussion programs are organized by government and organizations. I can't believe, now I know 45 minutes is not up that fast. A recession, because my live streaming is saying that it will be ending in 90 seconds. Reception programs and culture programs are organized to mark the day in the capital city. Television channels air special programs and newspapers publish special features and columns to mark the day. Greeting cards, flowers, and gifts feature mothers are in high demand at shops and markets. Belarus. Belarus celebrates Mother's Day on 14th of 8 October. Like other ex-communist republics, Belarus used to celebrate on the International Women's Day in March on the 8th. Mother's Day in Belarus was officially established by the Belarus government, and it was celebrated for the first time in 1996. The celebration of the Virgin Mary, the holiday of protection of the Holy Mother of God, is celebrated in the same day. Then in Belgium. In Belgium, Mother's Day, Moederdag or Moederdag, in Dutch, and Fête des Mères, did I say that right? In French, is celebrated on the second Sunday of May. In the week before this holiday, children make little presents at primary school that they give to their mothers in the early morning of Mother's Day. Typically, the father would buy croissants and other sweet breads and pastries and bring these to the mother while she's still in bed, the beginning of a day of pampering for the mother. There are also many people who celebrate Mother's Day on the 15th of August instead. These are people, mostly people around Antwerp, who consider the day Assumption. The classical Mother's Day, an observation in May, an invention for commercial reasons. In Bolivia, Mother's Day is celebrated on May 27th. El Dia de la Madre Boliviana was passed into law on November 8, 1927, through the presidency of Hernando Siles Reyes. The date commemorates the Battle of La Coronela, which took place on the 27th of May, 1812, during the Bolivian War of Independence, and what is now the city of Cochabamba. In this battle, women fighting for the country's independence were slaughtered by the Spanish army. It is not a festive day, but all schools hold activities and festivities throughout the day. Wow, that's scary. In Brazil, Mother's Day is celebrated on the second Sunday of May. The first month's day in Brazil was promoted by Associação Cristã de Mocas de Porto Alegre, Young Men's Christian Association of Porto Alegre, on 12 May 1918. In 1932, then President Galileo Vargas made the second Sunday of May the official date for Mother's Day. In 1947, Archbishop Jaime de Barros Camara, Cardinal Archbishop of Rio de Janeiro, decided this holiday will also be included in the official calendar of the Catholic Church. Mother's Day is not an official holiday. See, public holidays in Brazil, but is well observed and typically involves spending time with and giving gifts to one's mother. Because of this, it is considered one of the celebrations most celebrated to consumerism in the country, second only to Christmas Day as the most commercially lucrative holiday. In Bulgaria, 8 March is associated with International Women's Day. The holiday honors women as human beings and equal partners. Another Bulgarian holiday related to maternity and the family is Babinian Bulgarian, celebrated on 8 January. Canada. Mother's Day in Canada is celebrated on the second Sunday in May. It is not, however, a public holiday or bank holiday. It typically involves small celebrations and gift giving to one's mother, grandmother, or other important female figures in one's family. Celebratory practices are very similar to those of other Western nations, such as Australia, the United Kingdom, United States of America, and Ireland. Many people in Canada express their gratitude towards mothers and mother figures on Mother's Day. A Quebecois tradition is for Quebecois men to offer roses or other flowers to the women. And then China. Mother's Day is becoming more popular in China. Carnations are very popular. Mother's Day gift and the most sold flowers in relation to the day. In 1997, Mother's Day was set as the day to help poor mothers and to remind people of the poor mothers in rural areas such as China Western region. In the People's Daily, the Chinese government official newspaper, an article explained that despite originating in the United States, people in China accept the holiday without hesitation because it is in line with the country's traditional ethics, respect for the elderly, and filial piety towards parents. In recent years, the Communist Party member Li Kanfu began to advocate for the official adoption of Mother's Day in memory of Ming Wu, the mother of Ming Zi. He formed a non-governmental organization called Chinese Mother's Festival Promotion Society with the support of 100 Confucian scholars and lecturers of ethics. Li and the society want to replace the Western-style gift for carnations with lilies, which in ancient times were planted by Chinese mothers when children left home. Mother's Day remains an unofficial festival except in a small number of cities. And then Cyprus, Mother's Day in Cyprus is celebrated on the second Sunday of May. Then in Czech Republic, Mother's Day is celebrated every second Sunday in May. It started in former Czechoslovakia in 1923. The promoter of this celebration was Alice Mazurekova. After World War II, I know some of you are surprised I can pronounce some of these words, huh? Some of these words are slaughtered, but speaking correctly have always been important to me, even though, you know, I do need to step my game up. After World War II, communists replaced Mother's Day with International Woman's Day, celebrated on March the 8th. The former Czechoslovakia celebrated Women's Day until the Velvet Revolution in 1989 after the split of the country in 1993. The Czech Republic started celebrating Mother's Day again. Estonia Mother's Day, Emma de Paz in Estonia, is celebrated on the second Sunday of May. It is recognized nationally but not a public holiday. In France, amidst alarm at the low birth rate, there were attempts in 1896 in 1904 to create a national celebration honoring mothers of large families. In 1906, 10 mothers who had 9 children each were given an award recognizing high maternal merit. American World War soldiers fighting in France popularized the U.S. Mother's Day holiday created by Anna Jarvis. They sent so much mail back to the country for Mother's Day that the Union Franco-American created a postal card for that purpose. In 1918, also inspired by Jarvis, the town of Lyon wanted to celebrate a Journée des Mères, but instead decided to celebrate a Journée Nationale des Mères de Familles Nombreuses. The holiday was more inspired by anti-depopulation efforts than by the U.S. holiday, with medals awarded to the mothers of large families. The French government made the day official in 1920 as a day for mothers of large families. Since then, the French government awards the Medal de la Famille Francoise to mothers of large families. In 1941, by initiative of Philippe Pétain, the wartime Vichy government used the celebration in support of their policy to encourage larger families, but all mothers were not honored, even mothers of smaller families. In 1950, after the war, the celebration was reinstated. The law, dated on May 24, 1950, required that the Republic pay official homage to French mothers on the last Sunday in May at the Fête des Mères, except when Pentecost fell on that day, in which case it was moved to the first Sunday in June. But in the 1950s, the celebration lost all its patriotic and natalist ideologies and became heavily commercialized. In 1956, the celebration was given a budget and integrated into the new Code de l'Action Sociale et des Familles. In 2004, responsibility for the holiday was transferred to the minister responsible for families. And then Germany, my brother, my late brother, the one that passed away on Memorial Day weekend in 83, he spent his army military time in Frankfurt, Germany. So here's Germany. Germany, Mother's Day, they showed a picture of a cake, a Mother's Day cake in Germany. In 1920s, Germany had the lowest birth rate in Europe, and the declining trend was continuing.